is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies and preview shows and Friends.
Hi, I'm Jax, and even though I'm not on the Hallmark payroll anymore, I'm still a Hallmark fangirl, but for free now.
Liar!
Back to amateur status. Hi, I'm Alonzo. Yeah. And I do love preview shows, and you know, it's anybody's guess as to if I'm going to like any of these movies or not. And this
is the Deck the Hallmark podcast. Well, we did it, everybody. People didn't think that we would get to the point in podcasting where we would preview a preview show, but we are there. And Dan is listening to this while he's driving down the road and shaking his head, but you're welcome, buddy. I didn't make you come in today. So
is really he listening to this? I think he's just going to skip this one entirely. I don't know.
No, he's not. He's not. Dan, text me the word peanut butter when you get this. We'll see when he listens to it. Alonzo, Jax, gosh, what a, I think if there is ever going to be, like, if they're going to like redo Mount Rushmore, which let's be honest, should, and they're going to put Hallmark Christmas podcasters on it, I do think we got three good ones here, counting it's myself.
It's a high-powered panel. This is the Big Boss Jeffries of Christmas podcast.
It really is. It really is. And Jax, you did allude to this, but what's it like? What's it like to get fired? What's it like?
Wait, from Hallmark specifically, or just in general?
Hallmark. Let's go Hallmark specific this time. We don't need to get into all the other things you've been fired from.
I only ask because that's very important, because as someone who's worked as an actor freelancer my whole life, I've never thought anything was long term. So when Hallmark was gracious enough to keep us around for 2 years and we had the Good Witch extension, it was like every day felt like a gift, not in like a cheesy way, just like that's sort of the lifestyle I'd become accustomed to. So when we were finally sent on our Merry Christmas way, it was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe you've let me stick around for so long. Thank you.
And I will say the Good Witch extension, I saw them live. Fantastic, fantastic band.
So Jax, you're saying you didn't cry because it was over. You smiled because it happened.
You got that right, Alonzo. I always say, hold on tightly, let go lightly.
There you go.
And when I'm holding on tightly, it's like this. And then after something is wrenched from my clasp, it's like, all right, well, you want it back. Okay, you can have it.
I'm just impressed that you and Shaw didn't immediately start doing a GAC podcast. So kudos on that.
So actually, that'll be launching on September 27th.
Welcome. I will say, you can always say though that you and Cameron Matheson got fired like together. Like that can be a thing you can say. You can put that on your resume. You and Cam. Just kidding. I kid. I don't kid because it happened. But and I'm happy that you're here. But you're still excited about the holiday season, right? Like you got the press release like all of us, and you were a little giddy about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm extremely giddy. I mean, I'm a fangirl, and I'm a fangirl especially for some of the people in these movies, so I'm definitely getting amped. How are you guys feeling?
Well, we were starved for information, obviously, so any scraps, you know, where we were pouring over like the Rosetta Stone. it's nice to have some information backed up. I still think it's a bold move to say, oh, we're having 40 movies when there's still the prospect of this IATSE strike that could completely screw up both like production and post-production. So if they feel comfortable in putting that out there, or really 42, I think we have to say, because they said 41, including the one they're tossing off to Hallmark Movies now, but I'm going to count Crashing Through the Snow. That's as a 2021 should. Title. So 42. So bold move on Hallmark's part.
It's a bold move to announce the number with a handful of titles, but not all the titles, because you'd think they would have all the titles since they have a number. It's an interesting move.
Look, this is a network that will start shooting a movie after Thanksgiving and air it before Christmas. So I understand they want to keep their options open. I'm just saying, given the thin ice on which the entire industry is sitting right now, that's the bold part.
And actually, Alonzo, not to bring it down, but I'm so glad you brought it up. And I just want to say, as a SAG-AFTRA member, I stand with IATSE. Thank you for all you do. I love you. Yeah, put that out there.
Listen, all I'm going to say is this. If you guys get in the way of my Christmas movies, I'm coming for you.
Oh, stop it.
I kid.
You can't hurt me. I'm sticking with the union.
Of course. And you know what the good news is Hallmark will get those movies somehow. We don't we won't ask questions, but there will be 41 movies. Because the days of putting them on the shelf somewhere, I think those are behind us. I think we're using them
right out the warehouse.
Yeah, I raise a glass to love. You know, scandal or not, that was going on.
So absolutely. No kidding. Lifetime though, still nothing from Lifetime.
Crickets.
Yeah, but it didn't. Did we or did we not hear that Reba McEntire and the Brady Bunch? Well, and I will say this is something I do feel a little bit more comfortable leaning into now that I'm not in Hallmark payroll. Well, my fandom for Hallmark has always been genuine. You know, I had to downplay my enthusiasm for Lifetime a little. Nay, no more. Reba was my first concert. I am popping off excited about that.
Nice.
Always excited about the Brady Bunch. And Lifetime has always been, I think, great in really leading that space in diversity. And I think they'll continue along that trajectory.
Yeah. Christmas setup was my favorite of any channel last year. So I'm excited. I hope that's not an outlier, that this is just like it is the first of many to come in that regard.
I think the only, and I think this is still they could find a way around this, but they have new non-Christmas movies premiering through November 12th, I believe. So whether or not they start Christmas after that, or they're just going to play a new non-Christmas movie while Christmas movies are going on, we're not privy to that info yet, but we do know at least there's a new non-Christmas movies going into November. So will we see Lifetime starting a little bit later? We will see. That remains to be seen.
For me, the big unanswered question is, what's happening with Hallmark drama? Well, I like they got rid of the Wednesday nights. They're not no cookie competition, no nothing at all. Like they are completely unmentioned in that whole Christmas release that just went out from Hallmark. So it's like, y'all, do you remember that you have this channel? Like, it is just sitting there. What's the story,
Jax? Were you privy to any information about what the point of that channel is?
No,
you didn't bring that up.
Was it ever discussed? Did anybody talk about
this
it?
I know you guys just fired me, so I can finally ask this question.
It's the cousin in the attic.
What's the point? What's the point of this channel?
I feel like sometimes people thought I was being discreet because I worked for Hallmark, and I always wanted to say, for no lack of trying on my part, because you know I love to sleuth things out, I know way less than you think I know.
I like to think that you were just like hiding around the corner, like listening to conversations.
Yeah. And misinterpreting them in true Hallmark channel style, you know. Oh, I guess we're not together after all.
Exactly.
Surely they're not canceling Home and Family. Surely I miss. Surely I miss. And listen, we're not going to get into the GAC and all that stuff, but boy, is that spicy. Karen Matheson and what is it?
Debbie Matenopoulos.
Yeah. Doing the GAC kickoff. That is, if I didn't have such feelings about the money behind that channel, I would be all in on that because that is spicy stuff.
Yeah, no, I wish I could enjoy it on a drama level, but I'm having nothing to do with that channel.
It's fair. Let's get to what we do know, which is we have how many movies do we have actual dates and names of? Like,
so some of them have names, but not dates.
Yes. Let's talk about the release. The release they had, I think the first three weekends mapped out, if I recall correctly. Did you print something out, Jax, or what do you have?
Oh,
there?
No, I'm doing it on the phone.
I thought you printed stuff out and I was going to be very impressed with you. You got headphones in a short amount of time, which by the way, Jax didn't have headphones and she went out late last night and got some. And those look great.
Thank you.
Professional podcaster, ladies and gentlemen.
I really just let go of everything after Hallmark. I'm just like, oh, I don't even need a computer.
They seized everything on
That's
your way
the thing,
out.
Man. Hallmark's brutal. They took her headphones. They took her headphones.
Security was standing over her. She got to take the plant off the desk, and that was it.
I want to be really clear. They never gave me headphones and I never had a desk or a plant. So they had nothing to take away.
I don't know.
They would have, I'm sure. Or not. Yeah.
We finally got some information, which is very exciting. I believe it's the first three weekends. And I looked over everything and I think my first impression before, you know, this isn't a preview show, everybody. This is a preview of a preview show. My first impression is there are some really fun storylines that seem different. Did anybody else feel that way? Like, there's a couple in here that are just like, this is really something special.
You know, okay. I'll tell you. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, no, one of the first things that jumped out at me was the Paul Campbell, Tamara Mowry movie, partially because, it seems like a fun sort of capery. Oh, what? They're cops and they're undercover. Like, that seemed like a not usual Hallmark plot. But also, like, let's not forget, this channel is still kind of new to the notion of the interracial leads. And this is, I think, the first time that the sort of Hallmark A-listers have been put in that position. Like the, you know, for Deliver by Christmas, Ian Bailey hadn't made one in a while. And it was I forget the actress's name, but it was like, I think her first Hallmark film. But these are both like established Hall stars being put into an interracial romance. So that on its face just seemed like a step forward.
Alonzo, I was going to say the exact same thing. That's the one that got me very excited by the premise, by the characters, by the fact that they said that for that one, they were allowed to feel like they were making more of a comedy, which is super exciting. Paul Campbell is hilarious. Hilarious. Like, I'm obsessed with him, who he is as a human. And then Tamara is one of the most charming, beautiful, gifted actors on that channel. And then, of course, the photo of them in matching sweaters. Obviously, that's something I'm into. Right, Bran?
I mean, clearly.
Look clearly.
That's right. I'm thrilled about that one. Very excited. And I found it really interesting when we found out whether it was in the announcement or in Sleepy Kitty Paw's Twitter, but Paul wrote the movie that Tyler Hines and Bethany Joy are going to be in. So like, it was interesting that he wasn't going to be in the movie that he wrote, but now seeing the synopsis for this movie, I'm like, this has Paul Campbell written all over it. Like, it's wacky, gonna let him have some fun. So I am definitely intrigued by that one. And I also have to give a shout out what's the name of it? Where's it at? Next Stop Christmas with a Christopher Lloyd time travel again. He's a conductor traveling back. I mean, I don't know what more you can do to like make a movie for me more than that. Like, that's got me written all over it.
I will see your Christopher Lloyd time travel and raise you a Leah Thompson that they threw in as well.
Yeah, so yeah, like, that's great. That's wonderful.
Very shrewd piece of nostalgia exploitation there. Right? Well done. Well played, Hallmark.
Do you think there's going to be a DeLorean in that movie?
If they were smart, they would make the train kind of look like, if you squint,
give it a gold wing door on one of
right.
the cars.
That's right. You know how trains are.
There will be a Calvin Klein reference, I'm sure. They've got to work something like that in there.
Yeah. Another interesting thing this year is the Fridays. The release schedule is different. And well, I think they'll
for now.
Right. I do think they'll stick to this. This seems because I don't know what you do if you don't stick to it. Do they take the Friday to tell people they're doing Hallmark Channel's doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries only Saturday.
Right.
Still four movies a weekend, but staggered in that way. If Friday's not working, what do you do? Do you move one of them to Movies and Mysteries?
Well, let's not forget, was it 2 years ago where their big plan was Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday, and then they realized no one was watching on Thursday or Friday. They just doubled up their Saturdays and Sundays. So that's always an option.
That was the year. It was, I think, the first holiday season that the Bubbly Sesh was Hallmark Channel's Bubbly Sesh. And to kick off the season, you had Bill Abbott and Michelle Vickery on the show. And I remember so clearly, I think it was Bill said, "We listen to the fans. We're not going to put the movies up against each other." And that lasted a week. And he was like, screw the fans.
Yeah, nope.
The loudest fans don't reflect watching numbers, apparently.
No.
So, apparently. You know.
But Friday, from what I gather, Friday was doing well for Lifetime. So I think it's just pulling something from, you know, the light, which is interesting, but seeing what was working for Lifetime and doing it. But it does, you know, the one thing that this does do for the future is it gives, you know, a lot more slots. Like if the Friday night's working, you can film movies and mysteries. I don't know if you guys have heard, but drama, Hallmark drama.
Just sitting there.
Untapped potential. They went with the streaming service no one cares about over Hallmark drama.
Yeah.
Yet that was surprising that HM Now is getting, is it Every Time the Bell Rings?
That's the title. Yep.
Yes. Which I'm super excited about because I love Erin Cahill. Mm-hmm. She's a good friend of mine. And Ali Liebert is a good actress and very hot.
And Wes Brown.
Yeah, he's okay. But Ali Liebert...
I'm an Ali Liebert fan too. Yeah, that just seemed like a crazy. I wish they would make up their mind with HMN because I think there's potential there, and like streaming is not even the future. Streaming is the present, and they've been very that thing has just been like, you know, half of their sort of like year round Christmas stuff there is movies that I'm sure they turned down to air on the actual channel, and then they premiered on Up or whatever, and now they're on the streaming service. I don't know. I wish they had a more cohesive idea of like how to incorporate that, because that's where the money is now, not in cable, and the cable audience is going to be slowly dying off, so they got to figure out what that's going to look like. I guess maybe this counts as a first step towards turning HMN into a thing that actually matters.
Yeah, well, you know, can I interest you in a GAC? I think cable's the future. And cable's the future. Hallmark, I know you're listening. Get like Hallmark drama, make it 24/7, 365 Christmas. I don't know why we're not doing that. I don't know, aside from it costing money, but it, I like,
yeah, it would, that would be the wallpaper of my life. I don't know.
No kidding. Let's talk about a movie on the schedule that's been released that maybe we're not as high on, maybe a pairing, maybe a storyline that maybe isn't sticking out to us. And I'll go just really quickly, which I just some of these synopses are just like, what, like these are the ones you had enough of to put. So I know it's going to sound like I'm getting up on Pavey here, but Coyote Creek Christmas, all that we have is a Christmas around the world party helps two people find love at home. Not only is that not a lot of info, I also don't know what it means with the info that they have.
Can I offer this is one bit of insider
knowledge. Uh-oh. Who was
hiding around the corner?
Jack.
They're not in the offices right now, I don't think, but I still have all the offices bugged. So
yeah, that's right.
No, I mean, I think we all know this, just being in the space. It doesn't matter what Ryan Pavey's doing. He's going to get the numbers. So, and I really like Janelle Parrish as an actress. So I don't, and a human. Again, I'm not really into coyotes or creeks, and I don't know what this movie is about. So I'm with you on that. But
they say a Christmas Around the World party as if that's a thing. Is that a thing that people are doing? It's like when they ran with the cookie crawl a couple years ago, as if it was a thing that people did.
A cookie crawl. But look, any Hallmark movie where they have to plan a holiday party is just instant excitement for me. So
But here's the thing: I don't know if they are planning this or if they're just part of it. I don't know. It could already be planned. That is unsure. Alonzo.
Not to get too far into the weeds here, but does anybody find it odd that the first one out of the gate, which is, I think, more often than not, like the first pancake, you know, it's kind of the one where you sort of throw out there and it's like, we have to prime the pump with something. Danica McKellar, like one of the triumvirate of the like leading ladies of the network, they're tossing her out on the first time slot. What's that about?
Yeah, I was actually really curious about that too, Alonzo. And not only does she have Benjamin Ayers, who's a wonderful Hallmark leading man, but you've got the nostalgia with the Wonder Years. So look, Danica McKellar is not going to ever let herself be a first pancake on the griddle kind of gal. So I was also wondering what that situation was, because I think clearly she must have wanted that.
I love how far you guys are taking this pancake analogy. And I'll take it one step further and say, I also find it interesting that it's not just first pancake Saturday night. It's also a test with a Friday night. It's like, hey, are pancakes still good on Friday night? I'm going to stop with the pancake.
The Christmas Trees is the movie, by the way.
Yes. It's interesting that they're using this movie as essentially a test to see if Friday nights work. And maybe that's their play. Like, hey, let's bring in the big name, drop it on Friday, so people know that Friday night movies are a thing. And then we can, you know, throw things at Friday night from then on. But I thought the same thing.
I'm going to offer one that I'm less excited about. If there's something that interests me even less than coyotes and creeks, it's sailing. So I'll probably like it. All those actors seem good. I'm not a particular fangirl of any of them. I'm excited to get to know them, but that's not popping on my radar.
I am a Terry O'Quinn fan from an 80s horror movie called The Stepfather, which I think he's brilliant in. The only episode of Lost I ever watched was the finale, so that should tell you something.
You picked the episode, huh?
No, I actually did a blog for a website where I did a live tweet of me watching Lost for the first time and being the finale and not having any idea what was going on. That was the joke.
Genius. Can we find that somewhere still?
It might be archived somewhere. It was for IFC. Anyway, though. I mean, here's the thing. Like, is this going to be a movie about sailing and there's going to be snow on everything? Like, how's that going to work exactly?
Yeah.
It's all going to be ice. You're going to hit an iceberg. It's Titanic. Christmas. It's going to be great. I was getting, I'm in the Facebook groups and I'm in the Christopher Palaha Facebook group naturally. And I knew that Christmas Sale was not his movie, but somehow on the internets he got connected to it. And when this was announced and he wasn't in it, the poor people were just so sad. And you know what, guys, I don't have information that I'm able to share. Hopefully the holiday season will still be good for you.
Can I ask a follow-up to that?
Go ahead, Jax. Yes, I see that hand.
You don't have information that you are able to share. Noted and respected. Do you have information?
You know what, Jax? As I do, you do as well, which is you listen, you listen to what people say and also what they don't say. I'll just leave it at that. I think it's
Bran also around the corner.
Gosh, I'm always around the corner. That is for sure. Guys, this was so much fun. And I do want people to know we do. I know people have been waiting for the preview episodes. We have two. First preview episode next week. Me, Dan, Panda, we're back. Wow. We're previewing Christmas. And I think that's what people want. You know, fall is finally here, which means Christmas preview shows can't be far away. And it's true. Jax, Alonzo, both of you, do you have anything that you want to end with? A Christmas greeting. You have a greeting? I misspoke, but I didn't hate it. Do either of you have a greeting that you would like to end the show with?
I always live in hope, you know. the there will be inevitable disappointments, but you know, I'm hoping the sequels deliver. You know, we're getting more Christmas House and more Nine Lives of Christmas. After years of announcing Sister Swap, that's finally happening. So
it's finally happening.
That's going to be some Linklater level stuff. I'm super excited. I love the Williams sisters. I think Zach Hugg might have written that, and I love him.
Yes.
I'm all in on that. And Christmas House too. I've been begging for that Mitchell family since we knew they were going to exist in the first place.
And I will say, we didn't get to the movies really that don't have dates, but since we brought it up, Christmas House too, the fact that it's going to be Christmas Wars, I'm all about it. Like the synopsis is basically them competing who can make the best Christmas House. I'm all in on that. I love that idea. So I'm very excited about that. Jax, did you have a greeting or was that it?
No, I pre-ordered this great book that's coming out soon. I'm so excited to get it for Christmas.
And, you know, I don't, if you want to read somebody's amazing review of the book, you can read that as well. I think it's on Amazon. Because Jax, let's be honest, you've read it start to finish.
I have, but what was funny is I had already pre-ordered it when you sent that, and I was like, oh man, I could have saved that money. But but then I realized
you're in it.
Gorgeous. And I'm in. Well, not because of that, it's gorgeous, but not to be cheesy, but it looks like it is going to be a gorgeous coffee table book in addition to the awesome content. And the book was even funnier than I expected, but I mean, I did say this in my review, but it has so much heart and people really, really need to pre-order it, to buy it. It's going to be great.
Thank you.
That would be I'll Be Home for Christmas Movies, now available for pre-order wherever you get books.
That's right. And as far as I know, it does still exist and will be coming out in October. As far as I know, we haven't heard anything on the contrary.
In a shipping container somewhere, but we fingers crossed, October.
I hear there's like a just now on top of all the other shortages, now just a paper shortage. So things are just going great.
Well, the book's been printed at least.
It's been printed. It's been printed. Guys, this was so much fun. I always love talking to both of you. It was great to catch up. And come back next week for the preview episode, the first preview episode of the season. If for no other reason than to hear Dan be sad. That's really the only reason we do it. And that's what I'm here for. Jax, Alonzo, thank you, and may I be the first to wish the two of you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, that Greenville, South Carolina, is produced by Brandon Gray, set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen, feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.